The inaugural Tasmanian Carnacross Championships are being held at Simmons Plains this weekend, and you're probably wondering what the hell Carnacross is. We're about to find out, because the president of the Motorsports Car Club of Tasmania is Matt Bonvertucci, who joins me now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Good. Now, the Motorsport Club of Tasmania organising the event this weekend. I guess the first question for people that aren't petrol heads like me is just to explain exactly what Carnacross is all about.
Yeah, Carnacross is a series of auto tests set up on multiple surfaces, so it can be either gravel or tarmac, and drivers go out and pit themselves against the course and at times, so it's one car at a time, and they, for this particular event, we're doing it over 2 days, so they do 9 tests a day, and it's the accumulation of their total time for the weekend, and hopefully we produce a good winner.
Very safe form of motorsport too, and not many modifications required, as long as you've got an approved helmet and a fire extinguisher and you're clothed properly. That's about it really, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. And I mean, the cars range from specially built Carnacross vehicles, what we call MP specials, through to mum and dad's daily drivers.
And with Carnacross, how it varies from Motocana, who some people may be familiar with, that's around Witches Hats, and it's always done on a bitumen-type surface. But Carnacross, as you mentioned, can be on gravel or dirt, and in fact, the championships this weekend are probably predominantly on gravel and dirt.
We're doing all day on Saturday on the tarmac, and then all day Sunday we'll be on our special-built facility here at Simmons Plains.
Ah, right, okay. So, yeah. I've been a motorsport follower for years, and I didn't know much about Carnacross, to be honest, and I had a look at some of the videos on the Motorsport Club of Tasmania website, and it gave me a bit of a feel for it. It looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is, yeah, no. Well, I mean, it's still lower speed. It's not high speed like, for instance, rallying, but it gives the driver an opportunity to, let's say, do a few skids, get a little bit of car control going, and as I said, pit themselves against the course, but the reality is they don't exceed 100 kilometres an hour, so it's quite safe.
Now, as I mentioned in the intro, this is the first Tasmanian Carnacross Championship. It's never been done before. It was going to be the very first Australian Carnacross Championship, but lockdowns have put an end to that. Why do you think we haven't had a championship before?
It's a really good question. We have toyed around with the idea with a couple of the other car clubs in the state, and it sort of never really got off the ground, but we thought this was a good opportunity to start it. We got awarded the Australian Carnacross Championship a few years back, which we've been working on pretty hard for about the last 3 or 4 years. Unfortunately, as you said, COVID had put a stop to that, but we have reapplied and been awarded the 2024 Australian Carnacross Championship, which the club is really looking forward to, and we hope to keep the momentum going. We've got a good 50 entries for this weekend, and moving forward, we'll take off, and the other clubs in the state will sort of pick it up and run with it as well.
Yeah, I think this type of grassroots motorsport's really taking off at the moment. You look at hill climb in Tasmania, and it's got a lot of numbers. The fields are always full. Competitors come from all over the state, and you know, I'm surprised that you got 50, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is, and I think, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. It's sort of come back to that grassroots motorsport where it's more affordable and more obtainable for the average person. So, you know, they can come out and have a bit of fun, and they don't have to have a $50,000-$60,000 race car to do it.
So what time are you getting underway today and tomorrow? As you said, today you're going to be on the skid pad out the back of the pits at Simmons Plains, and then on the dirt tomorrow. So what time are you starting competition both days, Matt?
So the competition today will start at about 10 o'clock with the first car off. We'll be out here with driver's briefing from about 8:30. And we're a little bit earlier on the Sunday. We're starting at 9 because we'd like to finish a bit earlier and so everyone can get home.
And Matt, of course, it's Les Walkden Enterprise Tasmanian Carnacross Championship. Everyone knows Les in motorsport. He's been around forever and a day, multiple Tasmanian Rally Champion, Targa Tasmania, and all that sort of stuff as well. Supportive sponsors is really important in grassroots motorsport like this, isn't it?
Definitely. Like, without supporters like Les Walkden, and we've also got Subaru Ultimate Spares in Moona and Coastal Transport down on the northwest coast. You know, these sort of events, their money assists us to actually keep them together and keep them running, as you're well aware.
Mm.
And the other thing I really wanted to mention was the other thing that's great about this level of motorsport and Carnacross is that we can bring the juniors in. It's a really good platform to learn to drive, and we've got a strong contingent of nearly 16 or 18 juniors running over the weekend, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, and I think with motor Carner, I think you've only got to be about 13 or 14, so it's probably very similar for Carner Cross, is it?
Yeah, they can actually start at 12.
Wow.
So, and but for the first 2 years, they have to run, it's more under guidance,
yep,
for a passenger, so an experienced driver. And then from 14, they can then go solo, so they then can run on their own if they want to.
As long as they can reach the pedals, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, congratulations on getting the event together. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'd love to come and have a look, but I'm heading away tomorrow, so I'm going to miss it this year. But thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much, Martin. And, yeah, have a good trip away.